State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade, Shy Jones, and Big the Kodak homie, Kashizi. $3 in this bitch for a big
make you holler.
Fat Friday.
Cause I don't give a fuck. Bitch ass.
Oh, Big Fat Fridays. Hey, appreciate y'all saluting and tapping into the Big Fat the Big Facts Friday
movement.
You know what I'm saying? If you like listen, damn it. If you like the way Big Facts Fridays is going down, you definitely need to pull up March 29th. To the Buckhead Theater for Big Facts Live. That means we're going to be live. All of us are going to be in the building live, chopping it amongst ourselves, chopping it with Money Man, other special guests too. Let's get your tickets right now on Live Nation, Ticketmaster, all that shit. Go to our Instagram, go to our pages, get your goddamn tickets and rock with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that that's out the way. Kodak, welcome back. Where you been?
I've been seeing you since 2021, big
dog. You ain't been abandoning us, man.
Working, man. I miss y'all though, man. I miss the team up here. So I'm glad to be back in the building, you know. So, yeah.
How you been, Jay? You good?
Shit, better than you.
That's a fact. I appreciate it.
I mean, I didn't mean to say better than you.
I want to see all my friends. I want to see all my friends win.
Better now that you're here. That's what I meant to say.
That's two totally different statements.
Right.
But it's cool. I accept it.
All right, today for our topic, we're going to get a topic from our Kashizi, our videographer. Now, we're not going to be able to see her, but we're going to hear her. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to recognize that voice.
Big Facts Friday's debut. So what are we talking about today, Cash? What are we doing, Cash?
We're talking about the thin line between self-love and narcissism.
The thin line between self-love and narcissism. And now Jade will define narcissism for me and Bank because we don't know what the fuck that is.
Okay. So narcissism
is... the act of...
No, technically... Okay, so technically, narcissism is excessive interest in or admiration of oneself and one's physical appearance.
Okay.
Narcissistic personality disorder is what we're really talking about. Mm. And the definition for that is a disorder in which a person has an inflated sense of self-importance. Narcissistic personality disorder is found more commonly in men... and the cause is unknown, but likely involves a combination of genetic and environmental factors.
So layman's terms, what's the difference between just really loving yourself, having confidence in yourself, versus thinking you the shit when you're really not the shit?
Your actual accomplishments. Like, it's a lot of people that think they the shit and really ain't accomplished shit. But, like, if Drake think he the shit, he earned that right. He the hottest artist on earth. But if you ain't did shit, if you ain't did nothing, you ain't accomplished nothing, how can you be a narcissist? That's delusion.
The main thing I think when you're separating like narcissism from self-love or whatever is when you're a narcissist, you have a lack of empathy for others. You have a lack of empathy for others. You really don't give a fuck about people. And you also have like a need for like attention, and right. you have to have like people the compliment you.
I saw said that you believe that the world revolves around you, basically.
Yeah.
Like, it's
selfish. And you have to have, yeah. you're like, you have to have like people telling you you're pretty, or you have to have people telling you that like you have nice things, or like you're rich, or like you're this or you're that. Like, you need validation from everybody else except for understanding that you are basically your own validation.
Mm. So basically, shit, that shit sound like a really kind of messed up, depressed space.
Like anti-depression.
For like sure. Only other people can make you happy. But for I think sure. with self-love, you can make yourself happy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This shit kind of really, y'all saying, y'all, sure y'all know what y'all.
It says, so Jay read a different definition. The definition on Google,
that sound like two, three different things. It says
a person who has an excessive interest or admiration in themselves. So it's like they... Yeah, it's
but
it's
who
excessive.
Don't got that though?
But well, I'm saying, okay, so, what's the line?
So for instance,
so listen, let me read it. Let me just get this out so that we can have some pointers on what we're actually talking about here. Some characteristics of the narcissistic personality disorder are a grandiose sense of self-importance, preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, and or ideal love. The belief that they are special and unique and can only be understood by or should associate with other people with special or high status institutions. They need excessive admiration. They have a sense of entitlement. They interpersonally have like an exploitative behavior. They lack empathy, like I said. They envy others, or they have a belief that others are envious of them, and they demonstrate arrogant and haughty behaviors or attitudes.
Basically,
that's every nigga in the world.
No, yeah.
Shit, y'all saying that dumb to every nigga in the world.
No, I don't think the lack empathy part.
Well, like, she herself a couple of them, several a couple of things. Yeah. Anybody that got something going on feel like they the shit.
No, I think the thing is they might not have
any something. Nigga that got something going on feel like the so niggas is hating on them.
That's where is the thin line at? Because you can go a little bit over, and you can go a little bit over this way and be a narcissist.
And start lying to yourself.
Exactly.
Think you right. something you're not.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
that's no. where right. it gets to that space.
Yeah, you can go to, you can have so much confidence to you, it'd be a lie. Right.
Yeah. Right. And then oh, another yeah, thing I, yeah, with yeah, like yeah. with narcissists, they are very manipulative. Right. Mm-hmm. Very manipulative. They can fucking trick you into thinking they're manipulative, and they project. So they can trick you into thinking that
believe
something is
lie.
Wrong with you.
Yeah.
And that you
too.
Need them in order to be able to do whatever it is that you're trying to do, whether it's a relationship, whether it's business or whatever.
So
another thing that
thing
they do
is gaslighting and narcissism go hand in
yes,
hand.
Yes.
Gas what?
Gaslighting.
I don't know what that is.
Ooh, let's define
okay,
define that too, Jay.
What is gaslighting?
Okay, so
how are you gonna use the word not define it?
Okay. So gaslighting is a term that has been gathering pace over the past few years, and people are suddenly realizing its perspective.
It's not a new
word. The term arose from a 1930s play, Gaslight, where a husband, in an attempt to drive his wife crazy, keeps turning down the gas-powered lights in the house. When the wife asks why he is dimming the lights, he denies it and says that there are no dimmers. Over time, she finds herself going mad. Gaslighting qualifies as a form of emotional abuse that involves denying a person's experiences and making statements such as that never happened or you are too sensitive. So basically, for example, just like say me and Scream go together.
Lying to somebody and to yourself, basically.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, say me and Scream go together, we fucking around, whatever, whatever. And Scream is cheating on me. And I know, like, for a fact that Scream is cheating on me. And I also have, like, almost certain information that he's, like, cheating on me again with somebody else. But I do know for a fact that he's cheating on me. But Scream is telling me that...
You're crazy.
I'm tripping.
Yeah.
I'm too sensitive.
Or he'll bring up something that's already
or,
true.
Or like he'll tell me some shit like about myself to try to like reverse it and right. flip it back on me to where the heat isn't on him. And now we're talking about some shit that I did wrong when the whole thing was, bitch, I know you're cheating on me for a fact. And like you're tripping. Exactly. Right.
So two people that they always say. So the other question is like.
It's like lack of accountability though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, yeah, narcissists have zero accountability.
But none. As a narcissist, okay, so the next question is a narcissist always bad? Because two people that they consistently call narcissists, people just have, people that know them and people that don't know them, is Donald Trump and Kanye West. So some people will have different mixed views of a Donald Trump and a Kanye West, but I know everybody has heard.
The narcissistic parts of their personalities are bad.
How? How is that? Who is it bad to?
How is it good? Who is it good to?
Him. It serves his mental health. Like, okay, he's telling himself that he's like, you see, we've all seen the Genius documentary. He had those same ideals that he has now before he blew up.
He had that sense of I'm the shit before he was the shit.
And
he
had people call him narcissistic. Y'all know what's wrong and what's right. Like, we not talking about, like.
But everybody have flaws, though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No matter if you're whatever you is, you that or that whatever you is. Everybody still had their same flaws, though. So yeah, if them niggas is that.
Narcissist.
Yeah, if they is that, whatever the fuck y'all saying, gaslight.
Remix!
What do everybody else flaws is? Like, what do you call the shit that people are being that's not
narcissist.
There you go. That's what I was saying. Like it's a two-way street with this shit. Like can you have a partner or somebody that's a narcissist or slightly narcissistic, but they still be good people?
Yes.
Like, you could still be a good person and be a narcissist, right?
Yes. Or also, what about if you're in a relationship with somebody that's just emotionally insecure and you just have confidence in yourself, would they consider you now being a narcissist?
No. Part of the narcissism is...
They could take it as you being a narcissist. No, but I'm saying they could take it as you being a narcissist.
You said what?
I said, I don't even know. I need to get more into this because all this shit sound like me.
That's what I said. Look, that's why I said it.
I ain't trying to goddamn duck no smoke.
But most Geminis typically...
Because if I did something to you... And you bring it to me, I'm gonna bring up what you did to me too.
Right. No, but you. So bring
I'm a gas like
year.
That.
Yeah, but that could be narcissistic behavior.
No, I think the gaslighting.
Are we diagnosing Bank on this show? What the hell?
I think the gaslighting.
I'm just being real. So, like, if Scream got them park in my parking spot last week, and then today I drank his water, and he say something about nigga, you just parked in my parking spot, nigga, I ain't say shit.
That ain't the same.
That's gaslighting.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
I think the problem becomes like, let me just say the relationships is like, you know, you're not admitting, like the cheater's not admitting. They're just bringing up everything that this person ever did.
Oh, nah,
they
did.
That they did some bullshit.
Are you saying you caught?
An excuse? No, or they trying to make an excuse.
Yeah, you caught.
You caught dead to the wrong.
I ain't never been on that. One thing about it, bro, whatever you sign up for, you got to be able to accept whatever consequence come with what you sign up
exactly.
for.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That make you flow as fuck. If you can't accept what come with, you know what I'm saying? If I can't accept, it's going to be people in my comments saying, black you a fuck, nigga, whatever. I might well goddamn unsubscribe to me. To being me. She might well hit the goddamn exit button, man. You get what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to accept what come with everything. So if I'm caught, I'm caught.
Yeah.
But yeah. I will throw in that.
But what?
Yeah, you know every time you say but, it's some bullshit.
Right.
But, delete everything you just said.
Yeah, but.
What?
I will bring up what you did too. So
I think that's petty though. I don't think that's narcissistic.
Well, that's me.
Yeah, maybe being petty is part of being narcissistic though.
Yeah, and some narcissist people will sit there and make excuses for their decisions. Like if I cheat on you, it'll be like, well, I only cheated because you ain't been doing this around the house. You ain't been doing this. This would cause me to cheat on you. Instead of just saying like, damn, I cheated.
I apologize.
It's like I cheated because you ain't been home. You been taking care of them kids all day, like some dumb shit. So then that makes you a narcissist of trying to, like, find a reason of why you cheating versus just saying, damn, I fucked up, I got caught.
Because it's revolving around you. It come back to you when it was about
$3,
me.
$3, you a narcissist?
$3, I'm a narcissist.
So revelation.
You won.
I
already know.
I ain't gonna lie, like.
I can't even sit here and act like it. Like,
I think that self.
I did it because of this. In a relationship, definitely.
Yeah, that's not.
Now, but
behavior.
In the streets or in like in here, I ain't finna bring up why I did some. Fuck you. That's why I did.
I'm screaming.
You know what I'm saying? Because I can stand on whatever I did, but that make you one too.
One of them.
You taking accountability.
One of that.
No, I'm saying like if I was
though. You could be a narcissist if you want everybody to accept your apology, but you can't accept nobody else's apology. Like you could sit here and like step on his foot and be like, "Hey, my bad, big dog." But if he step on your foot, you like, "God damn."
Nah, that lying. That ain't no
that's
a lame.
That's part of narcissist, though. Yeah. You can't take,
some of them shit. Well, I got narcissist traits.
Like you can't take what you dish out.
Narcissistic traits.
Yeah. Because real shit. Self-love might be
part of narcissism, though. It might be part of it.
Yeah, but that's...
Instead, we're putting it kind of verse against it, but maybe it's part of it.
Narcissism is an evil twist. Yeah.
Is it an evil twist of loving yourself?
Yeah. That's
why it's like trying to love yourself and protect yourself at the same time. That's what narcissism is.
What, say it again?
It's like trying to love yourself and protect yourself at the same time. So you're giving off a certain type of energy.
Not taking accountability.
Hell no. That's not narcissism.
Protect your heart.
That's not narcissism.
Because if you're trying to protect your heart, you're not going to hurt somebody else.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's manipulation.
It's not protecting your heart. Bank, boo.
See, it's
and
like something.
Manipulation and projection.
I don't know. I'm trying to shit. This is the first time I heard about this shit.
Let's think about a narcissist street person. Let's say they're in the streets, they hustle or whatever the case is, and they did a lot of bullshit that might have included snitching or this, that, and the third. But basically, when they get around people who haven't done all that, they're going to make the people who haven't done all that make them think that they're doing something wrong.
Tommy.
You see what I'm saying?
Tommy from Power.
What?
Wasn't Hitler a narcissist?
Hitler's one of the biggest narcissists.
And wasn't Hitler also a Gemini, or am I wrong?
I think
you were
right.
Damn.
No, for real.
But you see what I'm saying? Like, you
signed up to be a Gemini, so certain shit come with this shit, bro.
But what I'm saying is, a person knows in their heart and their mind they're wrong, they'll never admit it.
Right.
And they're going to talk to that person, and they'll keep talking forever till they start to believe, damn, maybe it's me. Mm-hmm. Well, you know it ain't you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the evil twist I think you're talking about. But ain't nothing wrong with loving yourself and having
And another thing that narcissists often do is prey on the weak.
Yeah. That too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They love weak people. Because they think they could get over on them.
They know they'll go for it.
Because it makes their job easier.
They know they'll go for it, so they try them like that. Like, some people wouldn't go for that. That's another thing. Narcissists, you say prey on the weak, but sometimes they run from stronger people.
They shy away from stronger people completely.
See what I'm saying?
Because they know they can't play those type of games.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, strong people will run circles around a narcissist.
So they just avoid any type of conflict or back and forth with
that they know that they can't win. That
they can't go. That ain't going for that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, that's deep.
So
I definitely got some traits though.
I think we all might have a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That me? Y'all trying to tell me something?
Diet narcissism.
We all might
have.
Diet
narcissism.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
No, but yeah, it's what's the, how can you, like you say, you got to weigh it up. What you putting on your scale?
Yeah, put that
yeah
shit
what
on
you
scale.
Putting on your scale to, so your scale. Narcissism is down because it's in you, but what you putting on your scale to have your self-love come out more than that bad part.
Basically. Yeah, I still think, but I still think self-love is just like, self-love is, I want to be the biggest, I'm going to be the biggest, that type of shit, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like narcissism is, I am the biggest without the facts to prove you're the biggest.
That's delusion. Saying? You're delusional. Like
when people said Lil Wayne's being a narcissist, saying he's the best rapper alive. Well, I mean, he got an argument. You know what I'm saying? We might agree or disagree with that shit, but he actually has an argument. But if you only made one fucking song and nobody knows you and you say, I'm the biggest rapper, that's kind of like a narcissist.
Nah, narcissism.
That's what Kanye was saying.
Narcissism is saying, I'm the biggest rapper, fuck Lil Wayne.
That too. I see what you're saying. Bringing someone else down.
Into the picture. Like, okay, if you're just saying I'm the biggest artist, hey, okay, look what Tip did. It got him real far. He was the king of the South. Now he's the king of the South.
Right.
But he didn't. But
he had receipts for that.
Fuck,
I'm saying this.
He was rapping. But look, in the area that he came out there, it was so many other people that were Southern rappers. You come out with one song and saying you the king of the South, niggas gonna look at you crazy. But he earned that title.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't come out like, I'm the king of the South, fuck Pimp C. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm the king of the South, and I'm finna make y'all understand why.
Yeah. That's type different. Shit. That's different.
What's the weigh difference? That shit up.
They lied.
That wasn't narcissism. That was self-love. He loved himself and who he wanted to be and who he became.
But it was also how he did it, because like you said, he didn't come in like putting nobody else down. But he just said,
I'm here.
Right.
But it's some people, it also depends on how other people want to depict you. You can't help how you are viewed in somebody else's story. Cause shit, it's some people that may still think T.I. is a narcissist. It's some people that still don't like Kanye.
But if he didn't say fuck Pimp C, you can't make the nigga say fuck Pimp C.
Yeah, but they still don't like that he feels so highly of himself. It's some people that don't like Kanye.
Yeah, true.
Because of how he feels about himself as an artist. It's like, oh well, Kanye said all these things and y'all still fuck with him because he put a documentary out. What did Kanye do wrong? Other than have his own opinion. Nigga didn't do shit. He feels highly of himself, and he deserves to do that. It's not like he's just making this shit up. Nigga's great. He's a great artist.
Oh, he a great artist now.
I love Kanye.
Yeah.
Kanye been...
Oh, now you having a flashback from 2020.
Stream undercover Kanye fan.
Yeah, I saw Kanye.
Yeah,
I've been rocking with Kanye
since 2004.
Undercover Kanye fan.
There's just certain days that just confuse me.
What you don't like about Kanye? Put it on scale.
No, we ain't here for that. No, I'm Kanye. He just sometimes when he go out there on social media, sometimes he go out there, and I might not necessarily agree with it, but at the end of the day, the end result is a win for the brothers.
That was promo promo for the album. He stopped that shit as soon as the album came out.
There you go.
That is true. But you can take what he did on the social media as him being a narcissist.
Y'all tripping. This nigga still posting.
He's still posting?
I'm talking about the shit with like Kim and Pete.
That is very narcissistic.
That shit fake. That shit is on the album.
For you to sit there and go on social media, you have problems with your wife and who you are, and then you go on social media to talk about that shit?
Nah.
Well, he felt like that was his only outlet, though.
Him screaming?
And then was made of even more narcissistic was him buying the house across the street. Like, that's very, like...
It's for the album. It's for the rollout. Come on. This is the rollout.
That wasn't narcissistic.
Let you get a relationship, you break up with your dude, and you already feel like... Because Kim is saying he's a narcissist. Like, Kim is saying
Kim is a narcissist!
One to know one, maybe.
Okay, I'll give you that.
She fucked on film and made money off of it and turned that to an enterprise.
But that does not define narcissism. How does that make her a narcissist?
How is it not?
How does that make her
all by myself?
That does not make her a narcissist.
Okay. There might be another word.
That ain't that. No, don't do that to that woman.
Oh, you say she said what now?
She's a capitalist, if anything.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's different.
That's different.
That's different from a narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can agree on that.
So, no, but those are the two people that people call narcissists. I ain't saying agree or disagree, but they say Kanye and Trump. When you say narcissist, that's immediately what comes up.
Diddy, too. Trump Diddy catches sure. it sometimes.
Diddy?
Yeah, Diddy.
You think Diddy's a narcissist?
I don't think he is. I don't see a problem with narcissism as long as it doesn't affect anybody.
Let's not make narcissists all the successful people, though. I'm just saying in general, people.
Nobody cares about the unsuccessful people.
What makes you think that he's a narcissist?
No, I'm saying what I've seen on social media. Some people say that when you bring up the narcissism comments, they throw his name in there as well.
I don't think he's a narcissist. I feel like he's self-love. He's just very confident within himself about who he is and all the shit that he's accomplished.
Naming all these folk that nobody else ain't never heard them folk being called that.
I be on Twitter a lot.
But you know the crazy thing? He does have a point.
Oh yeah, because he did hear that on MySpace. I'm fucking screaming.
Everybody big and successful at some point has probably been called a narcissist.
That you gotta be though.
Jay-Z, Beyonce. Beyonce don't even talk for real.
You have to be somewhat deluded in your talents to think that you're gonna do something that somebody else has never done before.
Yeah. That's a
fucking
fact.
Right.
Yeah. Like you're not gonna be successful without thinking like that.
That's why maybe some splashes of narcissistic traits might not be bad.
We all got it. You just gotta figure
Michael
out.
Jordan, God damn it, I'm the best.
After getting cut from his high school team.
Right.
Like, fuck it, I'm still about to go out here and
ball. So basically what we're saying is that...
Definitely rest his soul. They definitely used to say that about Kobe.
What? Yeah.
Narcissist. They definitely used to say that about Kobe.
Yeah.
Because he came from day one, I'm the one. And they don't want to tell me nothing. What about so-and-so, man? He don't want to see me. He believed that shit.
And he went out there and proved it. You know what I'm saying?
But my thing is the people who... might start like that, but then 10, 20 years later, it ain't really adding up, and they still on that. It's like, now you got to have reality. Like, you're not the one.
Yeah.
You might be the one doing something else, but like, you're not the one at this.
Or the rappers that feel like that they are the hardest rappers out there, but we ain't never heard of them. Like, that could be narcissism.
That ain't narcissism.
Some rappers really be feeling just like
being ambitious.
No. We've literally seen rappers come and do this whole, like, man, they should have been talking about me. I'm a part of that. Like, I should have been there, blah, blah, blah. And we really don't even know who they are.
You said what?
It was a little inside joke.
What'd you say?
No, I was just saying, like, some rappers, like, we haven't heard who they are. They may be local rappers dope in their little community or whatever. And then they feel like they've been passed up. They feel like they the tightest rappers out there. They the dopest people out there. And so-and-so then got up because he probably knew who Gucci was. I'm just putting quotations or, you know what I'm saying? Or he probably know who Future is personally. That's why he who he is. But I'm actually better than him. I'm actually a dope-ass rapper and everybody just ain't heard of me. Wouldn't that make them narcissistic? That is delusion until otherwise proven wrong.
Yeah, that's something.
You have to prove yourself to be right. And until you earn that spot, you can say what it is, but until you earn that shit, you're delusional.
What happens to the rappers that we hear them, we'll be like, damn, you hard, but we never heard of them before on the radio. So are they delusional too?
Are they pushing that? You don't need the radio to pop.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Not the radio, but I'm, come on now.
But nobody's playing it, then shit, it might not be that hard.
Yeah, but you get in the game to be the best. You don't get in the game to say, man, I'm all right. I really ain't that good at this shit, man. I'm some bullshit for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get in no game to come in and say you're going to be some bullshit.
Yeah, but
for the second half of Big Facts Friday, we all talk about. It was a joke. Just forget it.
Okay, because
we can cut that part.
Bank was going to kiss you with the ant.
Let's see where she going with it.
What else on y'all heart?
Let's talk about some shit.
Okay, Sheezy. What's on your heart?
Kodak need to say his topic.
What the fuck was my topic?
Your page. Huh? Your topic on your page.
Oh, about artists?
Uh-huh, because we was really about to go into
What does it lead into that?
Shit, let me pull that shit back up. Oh, yeah, a lot of artists, like, they want to skip the developmental phase. Like, they want to go from unknown to superstar in, like, a night. And I feel like that shit is not realistic because, shit, like, what the fuck?
Nah, that is, nah. Yeah, I feel you, because it is, that the grind gone.
Yeah, like.
The Instagram shit, bro. But really.
I know what you're finna say it, because I'm finna say it.
Really, goddamn, it can happen like that, though.
Yeah. Overnight, though?
Not overnight, but
quicker,
fast.
Quicker.
Yeah, it can happen fast, but still, you got to be able to put the work in. Now, it can happen overnight when you put the work in.
You got to put the work in.
Some people oopsing. Some people putting them some shit on social media.
And then that shit go on TikTok
boom.
And go crazy.
Real success, though?
Hell yeah. You can feed your family
real money.
For how long?
It don't matter.
It don't matter. It's success. Everybody don't want the same success. Everybody don't want to be a GOAT.
Yeah, success.
People just trying to get a quick check
out
that shit. It depends on what your success is.
Yeah. Mm.
That's like saying you play a sport and then you hurt yourself and now you don't play a sport no more. So now all of a sudden you're not successful. That's basically what you're saying. You're still successful, right? Or that's just like you being on a radio show and then you're not on the radio no more. Does that make you not successful anymore?
I was
following
before I was on the radio.
But I'm saying, would that make you not successful?
Say that. Narcissist.
Here you go. You're narcissist. But I'm just asking, like, would that make you not successful anymore?
I wouldn't be a successful radio personality. I'd still be Kodak.
But that's not true because you could go to another radio show and
you
still be
more successful. You delusional narcissist.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I'm the shit.
Bye,
think about this, though. Like, and just... If you're an artist or you're doing something, right?
What?
If somebody says you could take the road of the grind and everything, and we're all familiar with the grind, you know what I'm saying?
You can go
all
to the back
shit.
Room and boom.
We ain't saying no back room shit. We saying
all the way.
What they gonna do?
They gonna go to the back room and boom.
If you walk this way, you gotta grind and hustle and all that. You're gonna get there. But you can walk this way and just get there. Now, which one is everybody going to choose? No backroom shit. If you can get there without the grind, what I'm asking is which way you going to take?
Who the fuck wouldn't go without the grind?
So that's what we say. That's the point.
You got to work.
You would go with or without the grind.
I'm Dame Lillard all the way. I'm not going to run from the grind, baby. You know the shit.
That's some bullshit.
That's cap.
Are we talking about getting the same amount of success? Or the nigga that get the grind get a little bit more?
The same amount of success.
Man, you trying to add something, bro. You trying to add something?
I thought it was something different.
If you can get to the same place.
Oh, same place.
This way with the grind, this way without it. Which one you gonna choose?
Oh, same place. Yeah, shit, without it.
Everybody in here, correct?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So you can't be mad at people who go. Not that we're mad, but I'm just saying.
Nah, I get he trying to say, like, I don't know if this is what you're trying to say, but when you first said that, this is what I thought he was trying to say. I thought he was trying to say, like, niggas would be upset at another motherfucker because they shit not working overnight.
Nah, that ain't what you're trying to say.
Nah, you tried to help.
That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, some of them niggas who think they supposed to be done blowed up have a certain ship.
Or they'll be mad if somebody else.
Not at you. I'm saying just at everybody that's just doing anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I supposed to been, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You supposed to been blowing up.
What's that called?
They told me it was delusion.
Reverse delusion.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the young nigga was saying on the, like, nigga feel like they pulled off the rip, get 10,000 for my first show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't popping if I can't get 10,000. But these folk calling you like, hey, we want you to come through. Ooh, might got you a sex, some wings, and you know, the starter kit.
Mm-hmm. The starter kit.
And if it do good, we could throw you some type shit. But we're going to be playing your music, blowing it up. It's a popping night.
Right.
Niggas don't want to see that side of the ground.
Bad. It'd be a little.
You know
fresh.
What? That do make sense and shit.
Bless you.
They don't want to go to the wing night no more. They want to get booked. They first time in the club, 50,000.
Yeah.
But who is to tell these young niggas they worth and they value?
You're right about that.
Yeah, their pockets just gonna tell them in a minute.
Delusion.
Yeah, but some of them. That's what I'm saying is, and I'm all pro grind. That's my whole life. But what I'm saying is, it's working for some of these folks.
Oh God.
That's all I'm saying.
But you got to be a different. You got to be chosen for that.
Yeah, but you don't know if you're chosen until you try them folks for
but
a 50.
You done, I'm talking about the niggas who done tried them.
Yeah.
Like, but you is at home every day, man.
Right. Now, that's delusion.
Ain't nobody, them folks ain't going for nothing.
Yeah, that's
delusion. A clear indication.
Yeah. You ain't been booked. we called you. We telling you your worth. Now, if you say,
right. We telling you your worth.
Yeah, we called you, but with some wings on the table. That means we think you a wing nigga.
Worth something. You got to start somewhere.
But that we think you a wing nigga, but you might can get a thou wow or 2,000 or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, hell nah, bro. I've been going for two. Nigga be like, get offended and be like, nah, I supposed to get like 10, 15. Nah.
10 or 15, what, a 10 or 15 piece?
15,000.
You know what I'm saying? You know how that shit go.
I agree.
But you can start up from a wing nigga, 1,000, and go to a 20.
But what if you go for the wings and you didn't ask for the 5,000?
Nah, I'm saying don't just go for the wings every time. Hell nah.
Hell nah, you gotta try.
You gotta try.
But at least
hell nah, bro. I need some type of money, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Try your moves.
I'm a fuck with y'all, but
I ain't gonna get upset that the nigga tried me on the wing shit. I'm feel like, but I need to go hard. Mm. Not like the nigga just tried.
Do I look like a wing ass nigga?
Ain't no wrong with the wing.
Just like how Black was saying in the other one with the niggas with the tops. Like, buddy, do I look like?
Nah, but I'm saying it, first, your grind right there though. Yeah, that's just like you been getting 10,000 for a show, and your buzz ain't what it is. Niggas be afraid to go down to 3,500 and keep getting
ego.
Money.
Yeah, ego right.
And exposure,
and keep getting money to get hotter to get back to that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that, it's basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, how you gonna determine your worth until you go out there and get this footage of these folk actually rocking to your shit?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's worth more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go out here and get this shit. I'm booked. Mm-hmm. Them folk don't know I just took no wings for this shit.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
God. That's the key, the perception.
I'm booked. This shit loaded. Now, you see, if it's all on me, now I got to take some wings and go in here on an off night trying to make your club do something. Hell nah. That ain't the way. They just going to be me and you in the bartender now because you know what I'm saying? Cook. And the wings.
And the wings.
Nah, but if this your night. You know what I'm saying? Compound. They got goddamn.
Whoever. One,
such
three,
and such. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's already lit for the night. And they saying, hey, bro, we want you to come through, put you on the flight, why wouldn't you go get that look?
You're right.
Or take that $3,500 when you was just getting 10 a year ago, and now you think you're supposed to be stick. No, that ain't that, bro. Mm-hmm. You got to grind that shit back.
They feel like, and we get it, in their head, they feel like once they take that $3,500,
they never going to be able to get a 10 value. Again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nah, I get that part of it, too, though. I get that part of it, too.
It only take one for you to feel like, this my value.
Nah, not really though, cause you know your value. I guess you're what it is.
Narcissist.
Yeah, shit. Cause you got to know your value, but you still got to do certain shit to prove your value though.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You just remind me of something. So it's like honestly, you put a name on all this shit. Like you can't expect anybody to tell you like your title. Like you were saying, like with T.I., like he came out, he the king. Why he the king? Because that's his title. So it's like okay. That's like me saying I'm a camera girl versus a director. Them two totally different things. Fact. But it's like them is titles, and you gotta give yourself a title.
Fact.
You gotta give yourself all of it.
And stand on that shit.
And stand on it.
And believe it. And a lot of times it come to reality. But you gotta do something to get to that reality. Most of the times, because some people ain't doing it and get into that reality. That's all I'm saying.
You gotta take it in. All of it. The bad, even if it feel like hate, whatever. Take it. And cause it could be some truth in that hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nigga could be hating on you and telling you the truth at the same time.
Constructive criticism. That part of it.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? Like nigga could be saying, bro, you whack as fuck cause he don't like you, but this shit is whack.
Mm. Or he could be saying you whack as fuck cause your fucking soliloquies don't match or some shit like that. Yeah, you might be whack as fuck, but like
but you can fix it though.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like nigga, you can always goddamn improve anything you doing. Right?
Yeah.
So yourself, you think a narcissist could change?
Huh? Yeah.
Do you think a narcissist
could
change?
I think that's literally a mental health thing.
Nah, you are who you are.
You think so?
To me.
Change. You think if a person
at a certain age, a kid can change?
Narcissism is a mental disorder. That's him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His membrane is thrown off.
That's the point.
Shit, everybody got a glitch.
Put that shit on the scale and weigh it up.
Everybody got a glitch.
Okay. Big fat scale coming soon.
What y'all think it is when you can't tell nobody no, you got to be like, oh, I see.
Maybe.
That's called people pleasing.
Yeah. You scared. They scared. They scared.
Nah, they definitely ain't scared. Cause shit.
I mean, it can't.
What I'm going to get out of telling you no? Shit, you don't want to lose in that situation, obviously.
That's a motherfucker that's got them afraid of resentment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or afraid of people not liking him or something.
A person that's trying to avoid conflict.
Avoid a conflict. Yes, that's what it is.
Because it's just like at the end of the day, like the only thing that you could gain from telling somebody no is by them being mad at you.
Right.
And if that's like a problem for you, or if you have like a thing with trying to please people and prevent them from being mad at you, then you're gonna like make up some shit instead of just saying, no, this is some shit that I don't wanna do. You're gonna say, fucking, I'll see, or you know what I'm saying, let me try to figure it out, or you know what I'm saying, I'll get back with you later, when you know, like at the end of the day, no matter how much you see, or no matter how long you try to figure it out, the shit still ain't never gonna happen.
I'm really trying to figure out how to tell you no. That's what I'm trying
to figure out. You're trying to put pillows over spikes.
But no, I'm trying to make you, tell yourself no.
But you know, but
say, hold on, say that again, Cash.
I said you're trying to put pillows over spikes.
Facts.
That needs to go in the Bible.
Hey, Big Fast Bible. Big but you know Bible the term, you know the phrase that goes along with no, though. People will like won't go back and be like, so-and-so told me no. They'll be like, man, they shot me down and told me no.
They ain't fucking with me.
They take it like, oh, I've been put down. Like, I've been, you know what I'm saying? Nobody
diminished.
Nobody takes no and smiles about this shit.
Right.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? So I think that's why on the other.
I'll take no and then put three little laughing faces. I'm talking about if
somebody tells you no.
Oh.
Nah, but niggas you think you hate when you say no.
But
how do you feel if somebody, hold up, let's keep it short. How do you feel if somebody tell you no?
Shit, it depends on what I ask for. But like, if it's something that
you feel you're entitled to, that's generally what you ask for.
Yeah, I'm like that. So if I got a friend that won't help me in a situation where I know he has the ability to,
right,
and you tell me no, I'm like, damn, so.
But that's like the Big Fast Bible, like Banks say, sometimes that friend might help you the 9 times and on the 10th one want to tell you no.
You're right, and all it takes is one time.
Because every situation you gonna feel
you
like
forget about
I really
other...
Nah, every situation you gonna feel like I really needed him. Yeah. You needed me all the time too.
Yeah.
So, damn, my nigga. Like,
so you can't take one no. Yeah. What that make you?
Pussy. A using ass nigga.
Yeah. To me.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck how bad I need it. If I know this person been doing whatever, whenever, and if because the thing about it, you gotta drop your pride to call somebody. When you really, really need
to ask them, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was
so a fact. You already know, so you expecting a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm finna sell it to you the way
after
you
the get. Explanation.
Yeah, I'm finna.
I really had to ask you.
I really don't even want to ask you that, but I'm finna sit here and drop my nuts and explain and pour my heart out. So after all of that, like, how could you not say yes?
Yes,
right.
Exactly, and then. You got some people that just can't say no at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you do in that situation like?
Look, what type of people is them, huh?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, that person ain't for you anyway. If you feel like, if you tell them no and stand on no.
Those are facts.
They gonna
that's what
say
I'm
fuck
facts.
You.
That's
what
facts.
I'm getting at. Everybody has that right to say. Facts. Just like they can say yes, they have the right to say no.
Facts.
I just don't. I'm not going to say that's always.
Don't tell me no.
But that ain't always who I've been. But now I be like, well, at least I know. Nigga told me no, cool. Even if it's the gesture of no, it's like, all right, no, cool.
Facts.
That even opens up the door more so for me to tell you no, though.
Yeah.
Because it ain't like, you know what I mean? It ain't like we sitting around people that people don't call us and ask for shit. But I think that people kind of respect, like you say, we might say, maybe.
But then that's
almost
like
all
that's
fucked
still,
up.
Yeah, that's still some bullshit.
Because now they like, bro said maybe he gonna do it.
It's five.
Yeah. then when you still don't never come through, you like dragging. That's even worse.
That's even worse.
Yeah. You might as well just go on and do it.
Because somebody.
Yeah,
wait.
Because like
you
if you
gonna
say
do the shit you don't want to do.
Yeah, if you say maybe, if you say I'll think about it or whatever.
You said
you
yes.
You still have basically yeah, because you still have to come back and have another interaction and tell them no in order to avoid any hard feelings, which are still going to be hard feelings. But if you just go ahead and thump them off the rip, like no, the sting is going to go away from the initial like whatever that they feel entitled to or whatever, and you ain't got to deal with that shit no more. But if you say, okay, maybe think about it.
Then, whatever. Worse.
Yeah.
You dragging
because it's going to be like they waiting on
you
this
told
answer.
Me, yeah.
They got hope. They still
nah,
got
they
a glimmer of hope.
Narcissists do that, too. Give maybes. Give maybes.
Yeah.
Maybe you all day.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real steaks, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
But hold on, we got an anti-knower that was speaking.
What you mean?
You said, don't tell me no.
Yeah, yeah, don't tell me no. I ain't gonna lie. I can't sit here on Big Facts and lie. I get offended. I take notes very personally.
But would you rather them lie to you and tell you yes and then don't do it?
I'm not saying that.
That's the only two.
How do they win in this situation?
Everybody relax. Okay. I'm not saying you can't tell me no, but you can't tell me how to feel when you tell me no. All I'm saying is when you tell me no, I take that shit personal. Because if it takes a lot for me to ask for something, for one. So if I went to this person, that means in my head, in my brain, you owe me one. You owe me a favor anyway.
So would that make you what y'all say?
A narcissist? Possibly. I have narcissist characteristics. I'm sorry, babe. We don't say.
Narcissist
But
traits.
I'm just saying that if I know, for example, if I know that DJ Scream been calling me for a month every Saturday to do some shit for him. And I called DJ Scream and said, hey, so Sunday, I need help with blah, blah, blah. And his first thing is no, with no explanation. Bro, fuck you. Oh, I'm a feel away.
I got one.
Make it make sense.
That's different. You saying be an equal friend.
Yes. Yeah.
We talking about if you've been dependent on a person.
Yeah.
No, that's different. So, like,
that's what we was talking about.
Yeah,
right?
That's what we're talking about.
If you was a person that this person always came through for you, and then you asked for some shit, and then could be like, nah, I ain't doing it.
Well, I can say that about my mama. Shit, she my mama. If my mama tell me no, I'ma feel away. I'ma take that shit. I'm like, why are you telling me no? Like, I'm sorry.
But it ain't. So look, I got
so
one.
So you just feel that's entitlement.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
because
we a narcissist.
Yeah.
Right?
So let me ask y'all this: what do you call a person? Because I've been in this situation plenty of times before, that has a fear of asking. Like, I feel like I don't, not necessarily that I don't want to be told no, but I have a fear of being let down.
The fear of rejection.
So the shit that I need to ask, I just don't even ask, and I just internalize it and figure it out myself.
Yeah, that ain't, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you
I understand why you're doing it.
Why you saying you shouldn't?
Well, because you ain't nobody gonna make it on their own without help. You're gonna need some help. Mm-hmm. This shit was created with help. Hey, I'm gonna call people and see if they want to help and be a part of this shit,
and
right?
That's projection.
You see what I'm saying? Even just starting here and then bringing in like it builds. That's how you build. You need other people. You know what I'm saying? Now, you mainly have to be dependent upon yourself, but mm-hmm. you're gonna need other people. But I understand why you do that because like, I used to be like that.
Like,
I remember being told no a few times and I'm like,
I don't like that. So I'm just gonna figure it out.
But
like,
kind of when I got on the other end of it, because I value my time, I'm all right with that. No, nah, I know. I'd rather you just hit you and you say no, rather than me hit you 2-3 times and then you stringing me along. Then I'm gonna really feel a certain type of way. You could have just said no. Mm-hmm. But the reason people don't say no is because of not attacking you, but because of people who can't receive no.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with no?
But it's that's what I'm saying. What do you do when you have, like, you just, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but like.
You don't want to, this is where I went. Like, you don't want
to
ask.
Because I feel like if I ask, because I used to, this is how I used to feel. I felt like if I ask somebody something, they have every right to tell me no. But if they do tell me no, then I feel like I've exposed myself to this person and exposed a weakness to this person for nothing.
For
whatever I was asking for or whatever I needed help with. So I felt like instead of me doing that again, when it happened like 1 or 2 times out, whatever's going on with me or whatever's wrong, I'm just finna keep all that shit in. I'm finna figure it out myself and then I'm gonna get through it.
That ain't good. Yeah. See what I'm saying is people are okay. So look at the sequence. Yes, yes, no. And then you're frustrated about the no. But the yes people damn near take for granted. Yes, yes. They say yes 2 times, so they're gonna say, but why can't it be the other way around? Maybe they'll go no, no, yes, yes, yes. Mm. That's just how it might be. And I don't feel like I owe nobody no explanation for no, no.
Nah,
there's different you know types what I'm saying? Of no. Like, there's different types of no.
There's a it's no the, fuck you for sure. Yes.
And it's the no, hell no. And it's the no, you're not ready right now. So if you get a no, you're not ready right
how
now.
How you read that no if it just say no in the text message?
That's you got to put more behind that shit. You just it's different types of no.
Nah, I can't even do shit. It. Can't even do it. That's what I say. Nah, I can't even do it.
Nah, see. Now, see, that shit, like a, that's the shit that would offend
a,
me.
That sound like a bullshit no, right?
You tell me,
like,
nah, I can't even do it. How about you?
I say that to strangers.
I can't even do it. Okay, then.
Strangers is that's different. Because
strangers shouldn't
different.
Feel entitled to just come and ask people.
Strangers
yeah.
don't
anyway.
Even get a response.
If somebody
time,
walk up
like,
and they want to, so somebody
I'm pretty sure your DMs is full of niggas asking to get on Big Facts.
Absolutely. But listen, let's before we get to that, if we're out, and somebody says, I want to take a picture with you. I fuck with Big Facts, right? Mm-hmm. Then you would think the basics is we feel compelled to take a picture with a fan, right?
For sure.
But if that day we don't fucking feel like it and we say no, it is what it is. Nah, bro.
Nah, y'all some pussy ass, bitch ass.
Cool,
niggas.
I'm going to be whatever I got to be because this particular day, you don't know what I got going on.
Yeah, I can have
clothes. I don't feel like taking no picture. True. You see what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So that no shit, I don't really... I don't know.
But
for
see,
me,
some shit like for me, some shit like that, I'ma just try to like, I'm not gonna people please, but I'm just gonna try to tough it out for 10 seconds just to
You know what I'm saying? You know what stopped me from
because I don't want to project whatever I'm going through onto this innocent person.
I almost missed my flight one time fucking with some folks. One picture became 7. Now
oh,
everybody
hell
want
nah.
a picture.
Like, nah,
oh,
that's hell
nah. Get a picture. Oh, that I don't like this one, take another one. You see what I'm saying?
Nah,
now they overwhelming. That one ain't come out right, bro. That's on my droid. Hold on. Ain't nobody got no... I'm like, bro, y'all doing too much. I'm finna miss my fucking flight and y'all ain't gonna pay for it. So you can't just over-exhaust and overextend yourself.
I mean, one picture for 10 sure. seconds
yeah, one
like,
picture
okay,
shouldn't
yeah.
be a problem.
But all that 7 pictures,
retakes,
I got an Android.
Retakes.
Nah,
ain't no retakes.
That. Y'all done fucked up. I was trying to be nice, but y'all done fucked up.
I ain't gonna
up.
Lie. I be wanting to make sure my shit right, too.
Let me see
it, too, bro. Let me see it. Yeah. Nah, take with her phone. Chantel take it. Man. Y'all bullshit. Like, for real,
but
bro.
If, but
I
if
don't
they
know.
Want the retakes and you don't want to do them, you still don't tell them no.
No matter. Nah, yeah. But I ain't shit like that. It just be different kind of no's, bro.
Exactly.
It's a different type of no's for sure. The no
I
fuck you
like,
know is
shit
the
like that,
one.
I can get into mode. Like, I can snap into mode and do that. All day.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand there and take pictures because I'm from ATL where they say appreciate the love. I appreciate the love.
For sure.
Oh, that's
so
hard.
This shit going to change
but if you
me.
Fit, if you finna miss.
This shit going to make me feel a little bit better if I'm feeling fucked
right,
up.
If you
right.
finna miss a potential $1 million meeting, you might
oh,
have to tell
gotta
them
go, nephew,
no.
Not today. I got to go.
There you go.
But that's different. You said not today.
Nah, walk with me. Film. Film and walk with me. Film.
Here we go.
Film and walk with me, but I got to go this way.
Right.
Film, nigga, pull that shit out.
Yeah.
I ain't going to make it stop. I'm keeping my stride. Come on with your camera.
But I'm
come
making
on.
It look like I fuck with you.
Yeah, for sure. But I don't know.
Ain't nothing wrong with no.
Yeah, I can't
receiving get, no, or it, receiving or delivering. No, it is what it is. Now, if somebody just always tell you no, then you know they don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Then that's clear too. That's clarity. That's what I pray for every day. Clarity. Like,
no.
See, felt good, didn't it?
No,
not really. I don't. I just, you know me. I don't got no problem with telling you. I used to have a problem with saying no though.
For family?
Like, just for anybody, like, and that I fuck with, like, I make myself accessible to anything. Like, come on, let's do it. I don't give a fuck. Let's do it.
Next thing you know, you
the yes man.
Exactly. Next thing you know, you doing a bunch of shit that ain't making you happy. Yeah. You ain't even focused on yourself.
So the question
But now
is,
I just be like, nah, I ain't doing it. Nah, that ain't not right now.
Right
where
now.
Do your boundaries come in? How can you tell your boundaries?
They said not right now. Still hope though.
Nah, because I might do change my
mind.
Yeah,
you should leave hope. Unless it's
on
just
certain
a
shit.
Flat
like
out
on somebody
no.
like my buddy just called me. He said he want to do some shit on the east side. He want to do Lee Red Tape. That's my nigga. Cut the Red Tape. He want to do something like shit. When? See what he say? Nah, I ain't ready to do that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it may come back. It may be 6 months, a year. I don't know when it's going to be, but we going to get back to that. You get what I'm saying? Real shit. Cause we just did this shit in Miami yeah. Lounge or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, been trying to do some shit. Then we went and did shit in Miami Lounge. And that shit was cool. Mm-hmm. I think Hammerhead just came home. So in a situation mm-hmm. like that, I'm going to do that. But if it's like, bro, I need a Big Fat interview, bro, I need my shit. No.
Right.
It don't even make sense. It ain't gonna be just no like, bro, that don't even make sense at this time. Cause it don't. You know what that mean. That don't mean no, that mean if I ain't ready, it ain't ready.
Period.
If it ready, it ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do some shit to make it where a nigga can justify it to everybody. I mean, not just me. Cause I fuck with you. Mm-hmm. Scream gotta wanna do it. Jay gotta wanna do it. Mm-hmm. Revolt's gotta wanna fuck with it. Black Effect, everybody gotta be happy. Shit, Kay gotta wanna edit this shit. She gotta wanna, you know what I'm saying? I can't just bring you in because you my buddy.
Right.
But talk about it now. You come on Big Fat Friday.
Right.
Anybody welcome to come to Big Fat Friday. That's why we created this shit.
Don't say that.
Nah, real shit. That's how I feel about it. You don't scream.
A conversation. For conversation.
Yeah, right? We not finna be talking about you if you ain't got anything to talk about you about. Yeah,
but you
yeah.
can get in on the conversation.
You can
talk
with you follow you.
Right there talking about no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can chime in. Yeah, exactly. If you just want to pull up, but she got to be interesting, right?
Yeah. That was really the what I was talking about on my post. Like, why you think a nigga want to interview about your music when nobody know you or your music? Now, you come participate in the conversation. That's different. But an interview, like...
But you on the radio, though. So you got to do some shit like Battleground. Like
that. Oh, that's coming. That's
yeah,
shit.
Like that type shit. You got to do that just, you know what I'm saying? Like how Screen do the...
But that's what it's for.
Yeah, and shit. And got bars
and all that. That's dope for, like, that's why we got the shit show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't keep DM me your music and talking about come listen to it. Mm-hmm. Let the folk decide. Come to the shit show.
Yeah.
Water so, has an expiration date?
The material around the water has an expiration date.
Okay. It ain't
you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. No,
You got to
fuck
that.
With the people.
You got to, because you been somewhere looking for want some fucking with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every nigga in this shit done been the nigga looking for some fucking with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to get a nigga some fucking with if they can reach. But.
Yeah.
Nah, we got something like that coming. For sure.
I agree.
It gotta be, but it is all gotta make sense. Cause like, something like regular Big Fact, it don't make sense for an independent artist come in and do an interview there. Cause nobody know them.
Well, if you could be an independent artist.
That was the wrong phrase. An up and coming independent artist that don't
You ain't know. Even gotta really be hot. You just gotta have a conversation like, if we done seen you on somebody else's shit, like, bruh, talking this shit.
I'm talking about somebody you ain't never seen nowhere on nobody internet, nigga, just straight off the street.
Yeah, they'll shoot this shit.
Kind of Big Fat Lie. I mean, he kind of Big Fat Friday.
Yeah,
and then if the people start saying, man, y'all need to interview dude, we will.
Now you got some motion.
That's right. How I look at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
It's a process.
Yeah, for sure.
Or come to the shit show March
9th. so do you think goddamn, what y'all call it? When a person got down, can't say no. People pleasing. Yeah.
People
somebody with no boundaries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they say yes, 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 and commit themselves to everything. A lot of them people don't be, like I said, don't be happy though.
Nah, they're not happy because they're over they're stretched too thin.
Even if you don't want to do it.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm a example of that too. Sometimes you don't want to do some shit, but you're glad that you did do it.
Yeah. Turns into
but sometimes you don't want to do some shit if you do it. And you even pissed at yourself, like, why the fuck did I do this?
I knew I shouldn't have did that shit. I knew I should have stayed my ass home.
Exactly. That's when you put it on that scale. Weigh that shit up.
But sometimes you forget the scale, nigga. Don't even be looking at that shit. Like, fuck, I'm going to just go. Then you find out your intuition was right. Like, damn, I shouldn't even left the house. I'm wasting my gas.
That's a big, you're going to get a lot of that.
A lot of times you know what it is on the way, though. Like you said before, you just get that feeling. Like you just know when you just on the way.
Oh, no, if I get that feeling, I don't hesitate to tell you no. But if I know, like, you just don't understand what you're doing to our friendship by keep asking me for shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you just don't get it. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? I do got it kind of stretched out.
Yeah, don't even put me in that position to tell you no.
Yeah, I can smell you begging. Like, I can tell when a nigga finna beg.
I can smell you begging.
You know what I'm saying? You can tell when a nigga finna ask you for something. Like, you can already tell when they trying to...
A little fake conversation before.
Not even that.
Yeah, there you go.
Not even that. I can tell how you talking to me today when you finna beg in a month or two.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I can tell.
That nigga got foresight.
I can tell. For sure. I can tell. I can tell the conversations that we having today.
Is leading up to
big next week.
Yeah.
Like, you know, by the time you still trying to work your move, see if it go through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
They but just checking your pressure.
He foreshadowing the begging.
What?
You foreshadowing. Yeah, that's foreshadowing. Like in the movies, you can tell something about to happen.
I'm
in the
prepping
movie.
You.
Yeah.
I'm prepping you. So I got to, if we ain't been talking, but I got to make sure we've been talking. I got to make sure.
So it won't look like I'm just trying to go straight into the bag.
I gotta act like I care about you a little bit before I start begging.
How you been? How your kids been?
I ain't even got no goddamn kids. What you want?
Nah, but some people be in some fucked up situation though. I guess I just got a soft spot for folks I fuck with.
Me too. Nah, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Like,
it ain't nothing wrong with it.
I got a huge soft spot.
But they know goddamn when it's already no for the what's up.
Yeah, I'm just, but see, I'm just saying this.
If I'm in a good goddamn space, they ain't gonna say no. But
my dog had some crazy shit like that happen like a week ago. Like somebody we knew, like from 10 years ago, hit him up and asked him for like a small amount of money. And I know it wasn't no hacking shit because he used like his nickname or whatever. I'm like, damn, what kind of fucked up situation are you in? To where you asking for money from a nigga that you ain't talked to in 10 damn years.
Do that nigga owe that you shit happened from 10 though. Years ago?
Man, we ain't talking.
I don't know about that. But some people be having situations like that.
But I'm like, damn.
See, I do shit like that anyway, though. But because, you know, it take a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, damn,
people
you
be down bad. And they rather
like,
go to
bro,
somebody.
We ain't even got reacquainted yet.
Yeah. Like,
you don't even know me for real. Like, I've changed.
It's a whole new person. Like, damn, he must have really needed that shit, so.
But a lot of shit, goddamn, a lot of blessing come from them yeses too, though.
Not even them folk
don't even receive it as a blessing. Mm. You could be blessing an entitled motherfucker, the motherfucker that feel like they entitled to get it from your heart and still receive blessing from that.
That's just like if you give a crackhead $10 and they use it to go smoke crack. It doesn't matter what they did with the money. What matters is you genuinely gave them the money because they said that they needed it to. No,
heart.
I mean, like, if you give a crackhead $10 and they go smoke crack, but they told you they were getting ready to get something to eat. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact that they lied to you doesn't
That's
have anything
you.
To do with your
it's
blessings.
You. Yeah.
You gave it because you thought that you were helping them get food. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be blessed for that. And they're going to fucking not be blessed because they lied about some shit that they said that they needed and went and did something they weren't supposed to do with it.
They got it blessed. But it
nah,
I don't give a damn what a nigga. Bro, I don't even need to know what it's for. If you need it, you need it.
Yeah, facts.
If I'm going to give it to facts. You, I don't need to hear the excuses. That would make me say no.
Right.
The shit
you're talking too long.
The shit you're trying to say is for. Like,
trying to put an act on it.
So you need $30 to get there, get a liver.
Not to get a liver.
$30 short. They ain't got no after pay for no liver.
You $30 short, motherfucker.
for a testicle.
Fuck out of here, brother. This ain't real fucked up. I need that shit, B. It might be in the way I need it.
Yeah.
Explanation went around a nigga way.
Yeah. Judgment. Judgment for sure.
Some people want to see, like, what you need it for.
Yeah. Huh. But I'm saying, like, what your partner said, bro, I need 500. I really need 500. So you just going to give him the 500?
Who? One of my partners?
Yeah. Well, not even like partners like that, but somebody you kind of fuck with.
Oh, no.
You don't want to know what they're going to have it for.
It depends on my day.
You don't want to know what they're going to want it for.
It don't matter.
Because what if they, so what if it's one of them niggas that just tell you, bro, I need 500 so I can go shoot dice.
No,
now you're going to think completely different about that. Man.
A nigga that really gambles and shoots dice ain't finna tell nobody that they need money.
But a nigga who really gambles that shoot dice that I know shoot dice done at borrowed money from me too, though.
Yeah.
Like, we could be somewhere, because I done did it. I done been somewhere gambling. Hey, let me.
Yeah.
Let me.
Yeah.
Like, so it's different. It's different people, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Screen. So
yeah, I'm just saying.
I don't need to know what you need it for. You need it. And if I fuck with you like that, you can get it.
Exactly.
Fuck what you finna do. You can say you finna go buy you some pussy. You need it.
I'm screaming.
You ain't got to tell me what you finna do with the money. You need the money. Need if I got it, you can get it. If gotcha. I fuck with you like that.
Yeah.
I fuck with that.
If I don't fuck with you, it depends on we ain't like that. It depends on
what
my day like. I'm gonna feel like blessing a nigga.
Yeah. Shit, what the lick read.
That's what it is. www.bigfactspod.com. That's another Big Facts Fridays. Check us out every Friday on the DJ Scream TV YouTube. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.